This is the same copy that will be on the prompter.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's what I have here. Okay. Are we ready to do this? Welcome to Pacific News. This is a special report. For days now, we have been receiving information regarding a hooded figure who appears to be walking from one side of the city to the other. We are a free society. If someone wants to walk across the city, they are free to do so, but some oddities have begun to occur. This figure, whether a man or a woman, is unknown. We can cut that in post-production. Good. This figure, whether it's a man or a woman, is unknown, walks slowly from one edge of the city to the other. It or they appear to be speaking aloud. The recordings we have all have audio artifacts like silence or static. It appears to be... It appears to speak its purpose, then begins to speak what sounds like a prophecy. People seem to naturally avoid touching this creature. I haven't done an early report like this in a while. Look, I'll start that over. People seem to naturally avoid touching this creature. Our cameras caught people, seemingly unconsciously swaying out of the way so as not to touch this being after having been jostled into it. And there have been several incidents reported by street gangs. There have been several incidents reported of street gangs attempting to hassle the walker. In two cases, they seem to lose interest and wander away as if lost. Third, seem to include several failed Templar experiments, those that were tinkered with but who didn't make the cut. In true hypocrite fashion, they appeared to be United States of America fascists out to hassle a potential magical being. The walker did not stop, but for the first time from descriptions, turned its head. The gang seemed to melt away like cotton candy in rain. The mages viewing the etheric seemed to, the mages viewing the etheric state that it appeared that something reached down from a higher etheric than the third. Mages viewing the etheric state. Oh man, that's messing with me. Mages viewing the etheric state that it appeared that something reached down from a higher etheric, one higher than the third, and ripped the souls out of the bodies. Okay, so that's how I'm going to say it. Back to the walker. The walker did not stop, but for the first time, from descriptions on the street, turned its head. The gang seemed to melt away like cotton candy in rain. Mages viewing the etheric state that it appeared that something had reached down from a higher etheric than the third and ripped the souls out of the bodies. Since the incident, the police have been called in to cordon off the area that the walker and do you think we should just scrap the whole thing and start over? Keep rolling. Yeah, okay. Since the incident, the police have been called in to cordon off the path of the walker, and several transcriptionists from government agencies are now transcribing what is being said. Okay, I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to re-record that. Everyone good with that? Okay. Obviously, I need to rewrite that so that it rolls off the tongue. This obviously was not written as well as it could be.